Well, I suppose an understandable decision in the end to abandon the game.
Yeah, disappointing, obviously. You know, a few people travelled, obviously, to be here. But walking off at half-time, the pitch, it was a fair enough decision. I was hoping that maybe the rain had stopped at that stage, and maybe 15 minutes later, at the start of the second half, we might be ready to go again. But look, he took the decision for the safety of the players, and you can't argue with that.
Because, I mean, conditions were pretty difficult, and there were a few tackles going in there that were, you were cringing a wee bit, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, neither side pulled out of any tackles, so it was nothing, you know, bad-minded by any of the tackles that were there. German, you know, they went for them, and I can't complain. You know, should some of them got hurt in the second half there, while as much as I wanted to get a full game under our belt before next weekend, should some of them got hurt out there, I would have regretted it. So, no, look, we'll grin and bear it.
I'm sure plenty of positives to take out of it all. There's some good performances in there.
Yeah, in 45 minutes, I mean, we had a good performance last week in 45 minutes. We were one down against a very decent Sligo side, and we blew up in the second half, and that's really where the disappointing part was. I wanted to see how we were going to, you know, maybe a week later, see how our second half will go against a good side in Derry City here. But look, we will find out in the second half next week against Shelburne instead.
Yeah. Can we expect a team similar to what you started with this afternoon, Ollie? I mean, it was...
There'll be a number of them, yeah. You know, we were hoping to change a few at half time and look at different formations as well as different players, but that wasn't to be. So we'll take what happened there today. We'll see how training goes during the week. Obviously, we have a few players that aren't available to us, which we already took into account, if you like, today at the start. But some of that team, the majority of that team will probably start, but no, as regards all of them, probably not, no.
Okay, and you're going to Shelburne, a team that many would consider to be among the favourites to challenge in the First Division this year.
Yeah, I mean, Shelburne finished maybe 20 points ahead of us last year. They've strengthened. We hope that we have strengthened also, but there was still 20 points of the gap, German, between us and them, so it's a savage gap to try and reduce in 12 months. But yeah, Shelburne are a decent side, especially at home, and look, it won't be easy up there. No.
Yeah, I know, if last year's anything to go by, you'll have done your preparation on Shelburne. You'll know what's up ahead, and you'll have the players well warned of what the faces will.
Yeah, look, I mean, I watched Shelburne play Shamrock Rovers side in a pre-season game. I watched them a few weeks ago against Sligo Rovers down there, and they were very decent. They last up 2-1 in a very tight game up in St. Francis last night to Shamrock Rovers, and the last 3-1 eventually with a last minute goal against Sligo Rovers, who turned us over comfortably last week. So, you know, they probably are ahead of us pre-season-wise, but, you know, hopefully that might go out the window next Friday night, you know.
Good to have a few new faces showing well there this afternoon, all as well. I'm talking Rory Keating and Donnellan on the left side look pretty sharp.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have been full-time training for the last year. They've been full-time training back in with Sligo Rovers since the second week in January. And you can see it. You can see the little bit of sharpness and cuteness that they have. I know it's not that they're any better players than the players we have, but they're full-time at it. And they go back and basically are training with Sligo full-time Monday, Tuesday. They come up to us on Wednesday and come up to us again on Friday. So that's really, you know, the difference in it.
And this was to be your last pre-season fixture, so it's, you know, it's a wee bit upsetting, I'm sure, in terms of your preparation.
It is, yeah. It's disappointing that we didn't get 90 minutes, we only got 11 players on the pitch. You know, we had another 7 there that were going to play a part in the second half that unfortunately we didn't get on. So, you know, we did a small bit on the side pitch there to try and compensate for lads that didn't get game time, but, you know, I don't know how much that compensates for it either. But look, we spent 20 minutes out there with the players that finished, and in particular with the 7 that didn't get a run out, and we did a small bit of getting the legs open for those players, you know, and to get something under their belt today rather than nothing at all.